Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above and the Prayer Mountain. How awesome is our God? Wow and wow. I know I say that every single time, but I just can't help it because our God is wow. Jesus is so awesome. Well, I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. Well, a lot of times, so many don't like to touch this topic because really, I really think it's because of lack of knowledge. And you know, the Bible says, it says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. But I want to share with you about the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. Now, I know this is a hot topic. A lot of times, a lot of people don't understand that. So, but you know what? If you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, you understand it. And when Jesus gives you your prayer language, it's like, oh my goodness, something powerful happens. Well, I'm going to take you into the Word of God to help you have a better understanding. So please, don't you dare change this channel. I'm so excited to share with you the Word of God. I'm going to take you all the way back into history to the prophet Joel. You know, the prophet Joel writes in Joel chapter 2, and this is so powerful, and this is for our time. Joel chapter 2, verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Do you know what the word prophesy means? To proclaim the word of the Lord. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and the awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about why did he say, I will pour out my spirit in the last days? You know, the Holy Spirit is so important to the believer, but there are so many who have just kind of brushed this under the carpet, and I don't understand why many of the churches have done that. Some of the preachers don't believe that the Holy Spirit is for today. But I want you to know the Holy Spirit is for today. Do you remember Jesus' last words in the book of Matthew? I'll read to you. In the very last chapter, remember the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28 in verse 18. Now remember, Jesus had already been crucified. He rose from the dead. He's walked among his disciples. He's ate with them. They took bread with him, and he's talked with them. And now he is up on this hill, and there's about 120 of them standing together, and he's going to give them their last marching orders. You have to remember, these are his last words. If you're going to give somebody your last words, they are going to be the most important words that you ever want to say. And this is what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 28, reading in verse, I'm going to start in 17. When they saw Jesus, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, got to listen, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You know, we have to understand the Great Commission that God tells you and I to baptize the people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, let me take you over to the book of Acts. Now, wait, there's one other scripture I want to read to you. The very last chapter in Luke. Let's go there. I love this. In Luke chapter 24, I'm bringing understanding. So take your notebook out and write. Okay, now remember, Jesus, again, this is the last words. Then Jesus said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all these things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened up their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then Jesus said to them, "Thus is it written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and the remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." Now, this is the verse I want you to catch, verse 49. "Behold." Now, when you hear that word "behold," that means you better stop and pay attention. Jesus is saying these words, "Behold, I send the promise." Notice there's a capital letter on that P. "I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high." Now, the chronological order of Luke, it's so powerful. If you were going to go from the chronological order of the last chapter of Luke, you would step over to the book of Acts. Now here they are, 120 of them, all in one place, in one accord. You know what? Let me read first of all. Okay, let me stop there. Okay, let's go to book of Acts. Now, here they are, 120. Now remember, he just told them, "Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power." So now here they are. Those 120 are going back to Jerusalem. They don't know why. They just know there's a promise they're supposed to wait for. Okay, so here they are now in the book of Acts, chapter 1. I'm going to read this. All right. Here it is, that word in verse 4 of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4. "And being assembled together..." Now remember, he told them to go back to Jerusalem. Here they are back in Jerusalem, 120 of them. "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.'" Let's stop there. There is a baptism of water, and there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then let's read on here. "Therefore, when they had come together, they asked Jesus, saying, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?'" See, they're thinking in the natural. "And Jesus said to them, 'It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me and to Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.'" You see, the Holy Spirit is God, Jesus's executive partner, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Wherever you read in your Bible, you will notice that the Holy Spirit is always capital, and he always says, "And he came, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall become witnesses." Well, then if you read over in verse 14, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary and mother of Jesus and with his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of the names was about 120 and said, 'Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us.'" I mean, here they are going over and over, and they're talking about Jesus and Judas, and then you go to Acts chapter 2. Oh my goodness, here's where the promise comes. "Then the day of Pentecost had fully come. They were all in one accord." Here's 120 of them. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared unto them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were all," somebody say all, "all were filled with the Holy Spirit and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Can you imagine this 120 begin to speak in a language that they didn't know, a language they hadn't learned? Can I tell you, the Holy Spirit is so powerful. There are several gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's a gift of prophecy, and we can read all about that, and I have to take you over to Corinthians, but I don't have enough time today to take you all the way through, but I promise you, I will take you through it a little bit later on in my ministering. But I want you to know something. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Why did Jesus want to fill them with the Holy Spirit and give them that prayer language? Now, remember, one of the gifts were released here. They were speaking a language they hadn't learned, but yet one of the gifts were being preached, and one of the gifts were being released at the same time, because on the day of Pentecost, you had hundreds and thousands of people from all over different regions in that area. So they were praising, they were singing in tongues, they were worshiping in the Holy Ghost. And now some of you may not have heard this, and don't be offended, but when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, God gives you a special language. I received my prayer language right after, a month after I was saved. I didn't understand it. I was struggling. I was going through a hard time. I felt like I was weak in my faith. And I was saying, God, I want everything. And I begin to read this, and it says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Acts 1:8. I said, Lord, I need this power. And I'm at the foot of my bed on the floor on a rug sitting down, and I'm crying. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I just feel so weak inside. And Lord, I need a miracle. Lord, help me, help me, help me, Lord. I need a miracle, Lord. So guess what? I began to pray, and I was just in my natural, Jesus, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. And all of a sudden, there was something that happened. Something came over me, and I'm worshiping, and I'm snotting, and I'm crying, and I'm praising you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. And all of a sudden, it was like the same thing that happened in the upper room. All of a sudden, my language, I was worshiping him. I worship you, and I honor you. And all of a sudden, a different language came out of me, and I didn't even know. I was going 45 minutes just rocking back and forth, praying in the Holy Spirit. Suddenly I realized, oh my gosh, I'm speaking in another language. What in the world was that? What happened to me? Oh, but I'm telling you, something powerful happened that day. All of a sudden, there was an unbelievable power that rose up inside of me. And you know what? I could not help but witness. You see, the Holy Spirit is God's partner, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Don't leave him outside the church doors. You know, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that the Spirit of God is knocking. Can I come in? Please let me come in and dwell with you. So many times we don't understand it. We push the Holy Spirit completely out of commission. We say, I'm sorry, you know, we don't speak in tongues here. I'm sorry. Now, let me tell you, let me regroup here. Now, you have some people that are absolutely, you just want to slap them, say, poof, 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 that's not the Holy Spirit. Quit acting a dummy. Because why? Because the Holy Spirit never takes the attention away from Jesus. You have some people that are so insecure and so in their flesh that their flesh just makes the Holy Spirit kind of look foolish, but it's not the Holy Spirit, it's their flesh. And because people have done that, many believers have shunned away from the Holy Spirit. But I want you to know something. Joel gave the promise that in the last days that God was going to pour out his Spirit. And you know what? The people that were standing around, they would thought, oh my gosh, these guys are drunk. What's going on here? For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. You see, God gave a promise. He gave a prophetic word to Joel, and Joel gave that word hundreds of years before the book of Acts and before Jesus. And now that Holy Spirit was being poured out, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit. You know, you have to understand something. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. He wants to be with you. He wants to be the witness inside of you. When you're weak, you know, people say, put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the wiles of the enemy. And then they go over to Ephesians chapter 6, but guess what? They leave out the Holy Spirit. That's part of the armor. Ephesians chapter 6, let me go there really quick, as fast as I can. Oh my goodness. Well, the book of Ephesians is so powerful. Ephesians chapter 6, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the wiles of the enemy. And guess what? Everybody goes, yeah, put on the armor, put on the shield, put on the helmet, put on the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation. But guess what? The last part of that armor is praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Why? The Holy Spirit is a special language that God gives you. You know, when two Oriental people talk, 안녕하세요, 감사합니다. When I was in Korea, two Koreans talk. You don't understand them. When Spanish people, hola, ¿cómo está? ¿Qué está haciendo? People talk in Spanish. Some people don't understand what they're saying. If you're from Vietnam, they talk different. If you're from a different country, you talk completely different. When you are born again, God gives you a language that you can speak directly to Him. And He comes back and brings you the mysteries. Why? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, my eyes have not seen, my ears have not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. The next verse, verse 10, but it is revealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you, the Holy Spirit wants to fill you to overflowing. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and the peoples of the elders, something happened. One day Peter was a coward. Then Peter gets filled with the Holy Spirit. And now Peter's got a boldness inside of them. And the Bible says also in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and when they all prayed, when they all had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. You see, the Holy Spirit gives you a boldness that is so powerful. And you and I need the Holy Spirit in the last days like never before. I'm telling you, don't cower away from the Holy Spirit. Hunger for the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to fill you. Why? Because Acts tells us in Acts chapter 5, verse 32, and we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey Him. It doesn't matter what people say. People, man says, well, you know, tongues are not of today. I'm sorry. When he that is perfect has been taken up, who's the one that's perfect? It's the church, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. When He takes us up, then it'll be done away with. But right now, we need the Holy Spirit like never before. The church must have the Holy Spirit like never before, dear friend. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. Get your prayer language. Come up to the prayer mountain. Pray in a prayer grotto. Cry out to God. Ask Him to give you His own prayer language. Ask Him to give you your special language. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. Jude verse 20, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying always in the Holy Spirit. When I pray, and what else does the Bible say? And when we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. He takes our prayers into heaven. You see, it's a hotline straight to heaven. And how awesome is our God? You want to be filled. Don't be angry like the religious people of Stephen's time. Remember when Stephen, when they killed him, Stephen said these words, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Why did he say that? Because the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees were against the Holy Spirit. Oh, you have to understand. But Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Oh, and how they stopped their ears and they ran at him at one accord. You see, they threw him out of town and they cast stones at him. But Stephen was filled with the Holy Ghost and boldness. We need the Holy Spirit in these last days. I want to take just a moment, and I want to play a song off my Cup of Salvation album. These are 10 original songs. We wrote this in the hardest time of my Christian walk, and it's about the Holy Spirit. And I want you just to listen to the words of this song. You know, the Holy Spirit is a third person. He's not an it. He's not a thing. He's not a stranger. He's the third part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Take a moment and listen to this awesome words. Listen to the words of this song. Holy Spirit, oh, He's so awesome. All right, take a moment. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Anoint me with tongues of fire to reach the lost is my desire. Holy Spirit, flow through me. In my life, thy will be done. Lift me higher with your spirit to glorify your son. Anoint me with tongues of fire to reach the lost is my desire. Holy Spirit, flow through me. Flow through me, oh Lord, flow.
Hallelujah. Thank you. That's off of my album, Cup of Salvation. And for those of you that want to bless our program, and I tell you what I'll do. I was just thinking this as that song was playing. If you send in any amount of offering to help us on our radio, you know what? I'll send you that CD. God is so awesome. But if the spirit of him who'd raised Jesus from the dead dwells within you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Likewise, the spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You know, the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God, and Jesus loves you. I love you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. I love you.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins. For your financial support of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Visit atouchfromabove.org and come visit a church service, 10 a.m. at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Dress warm. It's a church without walls.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to a Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have been